You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director with BNI Heartland. And with me today, South Carolina Low Country Executive Director, Ron Kirby. Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Brandon. How are you this morning?
I cannot complain. You have rain. I have snow. This is the joys of, you know, across the United States. So for those of you that don't know, Ron Kirby is an executive director, and I got to meet him years ago at a group one-to-one at a conference. BNI conferences are amazing, and this was an opportunity where he set up a little education, and I was still newer director at that point, so I got to go, and all I saw was this guy up there with all this passion and, you know, the Southern accent and everything. And then over the years, we've gotten to know each other a little bit better. And since that time, Ron has had great success in his region, launching chapters, growing chapters, honestly, building an amazing culture in his area. And that's why I feel that success has happened. I mean, many other things, but that plays a big part into it. So we're fortunate to have Ron on today, and what he's going to talk about is when you're inviting people, some of the objections we get or some of the pushback that we get, because Ron can share the story a little bit, but in his area, he started with just a few chapters and has grown it to many, many more, so he's definitely heard the pushback and all of that. So Ron, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your area, your success, and then we'll dig into the list of five.
Sure. I was very fortunate about 12 years ago to be invited to an information meeting. They only had one chapter in the area. And when the meeting got done, the lady asked me, she said, "What do you think?" I said, "No, thank you." And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "No, thank you. Sounds too good to be true. I'm not walking, I'm running." So she asked me, she says, "Can I get you to do one thing for me?" I said, "What's that?" "Would you read about Dr. Ivan Meisner?" I said, "Who's Dr. Ivan Meisner?" And so I did, and I kept my word. And when I read what BNI is, I realized I really needed BNI because I love developing people and seeing people be successful in life. And the second part of it is when I read VCP. That's when the light came on. I knew this is what I have to do. And we were very fortunate to have taken that one chapter to 13 chapters in the first 5 years and continue to march and have loved it. It's been a great, great experience. And now as executive directors, it's just a lot of fun, as you know, helping people every day.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so growing, inviting people and our listeners. By the way, for our very dedicated listeners, they know VCP. And if you show up in Omaha, I guarantee you the members know VCP because I talk about it all the time. So let's talk about the pushback. So the first objection that we get when inviting, time. And I think this can go, the time doesn't work for me, the time's too early, the time's too late, whatever it is. But how do you respond to the time challenge?
Well, when I have a person talk to me about it, I just don't have the time. I'll sit down and say, "Well, let's analyze what you do on a daily basis, because you're looking at a meeting a week for 90 minutes. Obviously, there's one-to-ones you're going to do afterwards, but this time that I'm offering you is going to grow your business incredibly, and let me show you how." And I'll sit down, and I'll go over what the great benefits are. Then the next thing I'll share was, "Listen, you need to put this in your business plan every week. This is where you are because you have clients that are there to help you." And you'd be amazed how many of them, they'll say, "Wow, I don't even have a business plan. I never thought of this. I realize now how unorganized I am." So does this work with everybody? No. But I tell you what, it's worked with a whole bunch of them.
Well, and having my second business in Omaha area, getting back into sales, I think it surprises salespeople how much time they actually have if they really think of, if you take out your busy work and you just look at how you're growing your business, how much time does open up on that. All right, the next one, accountability. We got to be there all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, one of my favorites. And, you know, it's funny. You'll hear both sides of it. You hear people that love the accountability. You hear people that are terrified of accountability. And so I share with the ones that are scared of accountability, I say, "So let me ask you something. You own a business. Is that correct?" "Yes, I do." "Do you have employees?" "Yes, I do." "Do you hold your employees accountable?" Boy, I get a silence. And I say, "Here's where we're going with this. If you didn't hold your employees accountable, you could not be successful in life. In BNI, we hold each other accountable because we're there to help each other to grow our business. This is a strength of BNI, is the fact that we are all there as like-minded people that want to help each other grow our business. So if I can hold you accountable and you hold me accountable, then we're all going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three, don't know if I can bring referrals.
The easiest thing in all of B&I. You will just listen and you get yourselves away from that desk. Everywhere you go, there are referrals out there. I mean, you can stand in line at Home Depot, at Publix, at Kroger, you can at anywhere, and you'll hear people talking. Now, the difference is, as we teach in B&I, is when you hear somebody talk about, man, I really need a painter, or I'm ready to buy a house, that we will go over and say, listen, I'm not trying to be nosy, but I just overheard you saying that you're looking to buy a house. Do you have a real estate agent? Well, no, I don't. Well, let me tell you about a real estate agent that I can help you with and how well I know them. So that's very important that we do that part right there. The referrals are so, so easy. You know, four referrals a month. Are you kidding me? You should be able to do four referrals a week if you're out doing almost anything.
Right. Well, and especially we're focusing a lot on growth using contact spheres or the blueprint. That there's a lot of different names for the same worksheet, I feel. And that's where the more you focus on growing those contact spheres, the easier the referrals are to pass because you guys are in front of, in essence, the same customers that need each other's services. All right, number four. I did not see this one coming, and I love this one on here. Why can't my partner and I rotate weekly?
Yeah, we do hear that. Not real frequently we hear it. So, well, wait a minute. Me and my partner are in the same company. So they'll come 1 week or 2 weeks, and I'll come for a week or 2 weeks, and I say, well, you know, it doesn't quite work that way. And here's the reason why. We're about developing strong personal relationships of special trust and confidence. So if I see you 2 weeks, and then I see the other one 2 weeks, then I'm wondering, well, which one of you two should I go to? And the members in the chapter get really confused. Mm-hmm. They're saying, well, wait a minute. If they can bring different people all the time, then I want to bring different people all the time. Now you got total confusion within the chapter. So as we explain it to them, one of them has to be the primary. You know, we have our substitute rule that can be utilized, of which we encourage that. And we've also said, hey, if you want to bring them with you, you know, they don't give 60 seconds as you would. They're more than welcome to come to the meeting and develop relationships.
Yeah. Well, and this one we do deal with a lot, but I think the most crazy I saw is we had a chapter that had a banker seed, and they had six or seven bankers in the office. They literally sent a different one each week. And after a year, I mean, as they were getting to that renewal, I reached out to the one that I knew the best, probably the one I saw in my visits that happened to be there at the same time. I said, so how did it work? I said, well, Brandon, honestly, not that good. And I go, do you think that you never had the opportunity to really build that solid relationship had anything to do with it? And sadly, that's when I feel the light bulb came on for them because they had to experience it first. And then realize, yeah, it's no value to have somebody different all the time because, like you said, it confuses the members. We don't know who to send the referral to or who it's going to. And I understand at a bank, you know, it all goes to the same place. But that's not what B&I is about. It's about that relationship side. So I think I love that you have that on the list.
And another thing, Brandon, is the fact, let's say hypothetically, you sent that other person and a member in the chapter gave them a referral and you don't hear back. There goes your special trust and confidence. It's like, I gave them a referral. They didn't get back to me. Tell me how that referral worked. So that's really important also.
Mm-hmm. All right. And number five, why only one person per classification?
Yeah, that's the meat and potatoes of B&I. You know, we sit here and we tell a person, we're trusting you. We're protecting you. We're protecting your seat. So if someone from your classification comes here, they cannot become a member in this chapter. Now, what is remarkable about B&I members is hypothetically, let's say it's a commercial real estate person, and we have a commercial real estate person. I've never gone to a member and said, listen, I have a person who would like to come and listen to what B&I is about. They're not going to give a 60-second. How do you feel about that? And I say, absolutely, have them come in, Ron. Maybe we can put them into another chapter. Mm-hmm. So that is a really beautiful thing about it. But the key is we're protecting, you made an investment into the chapter. The chapter made an investment into you. Kind of like a little mini stock market. Everybody's got their share of the stock, and we want to make sure that our stocks are protected and the people that we have are putting into that stock. So putting in so later on you take out, meaning thank you for closing business.
Well, and another thing for me, as we talked about VCP, credibility. you know, it, when you have just that one profession that you get to learn who that is and focus on their business, the way they do it and how they do it, you build that credibility. And that's where I think those personal relationships and B&I, the one classification, really plays into the success of a chapter. Because if a referral opportunity comes up, you know who it's going to and you know how they're going to handle it. And your reputation is safe as you pass that referral.
Thing I'd like to share is, you know, on growing chapters, to me, the number one thing is positivity. You have to be extremely positive. You get lots of questions that are pushed back, and you could take it the wrong way and give a, let's say, a less than professional response. But that fact that you can handle that, and those other people see how professional you are, and if they see the passion, how much you care. You know, it's like I tell them, I say, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to help you grow a B&I chapter, to grow your business so that you are successful in life. Now, we're going to give you our personal time to help you do this, but you've got to do your part, which is called accountability. Being here, bringing visitors, following through. And it's a wonderful feeling to watch these people. It typically takes 2, 3, 4 weeks before they start becoming a group and trusting and believing in each other. But I tell you, I love doing it. People ask me, when are you going to quit growing chapters? I said, the day that I don't breathe anymore.
Well, Ron, I think that was a perfect close to the podcast. So if you like this podcast, please share, subscribe, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ron, thank you so much for your time and your knowledge today. I look forward to seeing you in Denver at the next conference.
Absolutely, partner. I will see you in Denver.
And I look forward to talking to the rest of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.